Hey guys, it's Kelly. I just wanted to do a quick podcast and say thank you for all the feedback and just support that you guys have given me after Wednesday's episode where I openly talked about the breakdown that I had last week and just my need for a mental health break. I have never contemplated taking a break. Like, who takes breaks? Honestly, has that ever even crossed anyone's mind? Because I didn't even think of that as an option. It just doesn't line up with our culture. You know, we're always praising superwomen and boss bitches. And I thought to myself, how can I be the one that says, wait a second, I actually just need to get quiet. I need to get to know myself again. I need to ask myself some hard questions about my life, and I just need to face some pain and I need to heal. It hurts. It is honestly really scary. It can be scary as fuck, but I know in me that this pause is what I need. I don't think that I'm who I used to be, and I'm actually starting to get okay with that. The last 3 years have just been a lot. They've been really intense, I think, for all of us. But if I didn't take the time to really walk myself through some of the losses or changes or shifts that have happened in my own life, I don't think I would be doing myself a service. Any other time that I've experienced times like this, you know, these really tough seasons or dark seasons, if I do the work and I take the time to pay attention to myself, and again, like I said, get to know myself through this pain, I always end up liking myself or the person that I am on the other side so much more. I think we live in a world that praises the go. You know, we applaud this chaotic life, or being busy is what makes you so important. Like, your day is so stacked. Oh, you must be so important. But why aren't we asking ourselves the harder questions? Like, why aren't we saying to each other, how are you really doing? And if I asked you that, could you even answer that question? Like, do you know right now, in this moment, in this day, how are you actually doing? I couldn't answer those questions for myself. I realized I couldn't answer how I was doing, how I felt, or who I am. I told you guys on Wednesday that I wrote on a piece of paper, who the fuck am I? And I just stared at that sentence for hours, not able to actually answer the question. And I don't mean who am I, like what do I do, or what do I have, or how do I show myself to the world? I mean on the inside, internally, who the fuck am I? Without all that stuff, without showing up and showing out, without presenting, who am I actually? That's what this break is for me. It's getting to know the real me again and getting to know this new version of me. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, which is just not how I typically like to live. But I will say I know that during this break, there's probably going to be a lot more sleep. There's going to be some yoga, some long walks, and just getting comfortable with the quiet again, just sitting with myself and being content in that, finding my peace versus looking externally for validation. With all of that said, I know you guys know that I wouldn't be me if I just left y'all hanging. So there will still be a new podcast going up each week while I'm gone. I've lined up some really awesome ladies in Nashville who are all badasses in their own right. You will know their names and their public jobs, their outer world stories, but of course, here on Velvet's Edge, because this is what we do, they are going to get real with you guys and talk about the truth. They're going to talk about all sides of themselves, you know, their struggles with taking care of their own mental health, not just what they're presenting to the world, but actual reality of who they are as a whole. There's going to be stories from loss of family members to PTSD to struggles with eating disorders and codependency coping mechanisms, recovery from sexual abuse and what that's looked like, and also healing relationship trauma. They will be coming to you guys with the real stories of their lives and the things they've learned about themselves, their healing processes, and also how they've learned to play and find joy again. I think that's a huge piece of what I've been missing in my life, is finding time to just play. Even as a 39-year-old woman, I think that's so important to being a whole person and being content in our lives. I personally want to do this because I just don't want any of us to ever feel alone. The past few years, alone have been this huge collective trauma. And I know for me personally, I felt super isolated lately in what I was feeling, you know, until I actually said it out loud and just owned the truth, I felt really alone. But if we can't connect and get real with each other, I just want to say, what's the point? The second that I opened up and I said my truth, I immediately got feedback from you guys that you were feeling similar things or the same exact thing. And me saying it out loud gave you permission to say it to yourself and to actually own your truth and not feel guilty or embarrassed or full of shame because you actually weren't okay. You weren't fine, like we always try to say. I think that that's the point, that we're supposed to be here to support each other through that. You know, I don't think fine is good enough anymore. Somewhere inside of me, I know wholeheartedly that this life has so much more to offer than just being fine. And if things are just fine or they're less than fine, how can we get honest with each other and support each other through that? To me, that's the truth of living, and that's where the healing is. That's what I'm on my journey to. I love you guys, and I thank you so much for the continued support. It truly does mean so much more to me than I can communicate or that you even know. So thank you for being here. Keep listening. I have a lot of exciting things coming up for you.